Master and Commander by Patrick O'Brien, read by Rick Jerram. Chapter 1. The music room in the Governor's house at Port Mahon, a tall, handsome, pillared octagon, was filled with the triumphant first movement of Locatelli's C major quartet. The players, Italians pinned against the far wall by rows and rows of little round gilt chairs, were playing with passionate conviction as they mounted towards the penultimate crescendo, towards the tremendous pause and the deep, liberating final chord. And on the little gilt chairs, at least some of the audience were following the rise with an equal intensity. There were two in the third row, on the left-hand side, and they happened to be sitting next to one another. The listener farther to the left was a man of between 20 and 30 whose big form overflowed his seat, leaving only a streak of gilt wood to be seen here and there. He was wearing his best uniform, the white-lapelled blue coat, white waistcoat, breeches and stockings of a lieutenant in the Royal Navy, with the silver medal of the Nile in his buttonhole, and the deep white cuff of his gold-buttoned sleeve beat the time, while his bright blue eyes, staring from what would have been a pink and white face if it had not been so deeply tanned, gazed fixedly at the bow of the first violin. The high note came, the pause, the resolution, and with the resolution the sailor's fist swept firmly down upon his knee. He leant back in his chair, extinguishing it entirely, sighed happily, and turned towards his neighbour with a smile. The words, "Very finely played, sir, I believe," were formed in his gullet, if not quite in his mouth, when he caught the cold and indeed inimical look and heard the whisper, "If you really must beat the measure, sir, let me..."